Hi, it's Cheryl from Newcastle here. This is Ox and Marco. Couple of blokes, couple of beers. Don't screw it up, boys.
Oh, here we go.
What have I done?
It's a rough start already.
Okay, folks, Mark Allen here and this man, the Ox, David Schwartz. Good to see you, buddy.
Hello, Marco. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Now, you heard at the start of the show's called A Couple of Blokes and A Couple of Beers, but today we're not drinking the beers because we are...
No, we're at rehab and that is not a word of a lie. I'm involved in a rehab centre, so we're...
What's it called?
So it's called MyHab, so yeah. we're actually in the recording booth here, so I thought you'd get... You know, just to have a look at the other side. So,
we couldn't bring the beers in.
We can't bring the beers in because there's no drugs, alcohol, gambling, or sex on premises. So,
there's no what? Sex?
No sex, no gambling, no drugs, no alcohol.
Do you get many sex addicts in here?
Yeah, we do. Why are you laughing?
What level do you have to be at to be considered a sex addict?
Well, it normally couples up with another addiction.
Couples up. It's a strange term.
Don't make fun of it. This is a serious thing.
I get it. I'm curious by nature.
If you've ever had a sex addiction, Marco, you'd understand it is frustrating for those that suffer it. Like very, very difficult.
Yeah, I get that, but that's not what I'm asking
for. You've got to have it all
for.
The time.
I need to know when, like, say, if you're a red-blooded male.
Yes.
Then I would say there's a little bit of sex addict in all of us.
No. So
there's not.
Well, you might have it. I don't know what you and Trisha like, but I'm saying I would have it. I guess 3 nights a week.
No,
3 nights a month.
No, you get okay. I'll say close to 3 nights.
Well, addicts are 3 times a day.
So, 3 times a day. So, hang on, with the same person, or they've got to move around town?
No, they just need to satisfy that. So I'm not saying I don't want to go into full rehab, but
right.
Yeah, but that is just one. You know, it's like alcoholism. If you're an alcoholic, you need to drink all the time. If you're a sex addict, you need to have sex all the time. So
mainly men or women come in for that addiction.
It doesn't discriminate. But as we are in a rehab, we couldn't bring alcohol in here today. So we had a couple before we got here. we had a couple before we got here and we're okay.
It's like going to the MCG.
Yeah, we just have your preload.
Preload across the road.
So we've had two. We've had our two beers and we'll be able to get through the show, I'm sure.
Now, you look fraction dishevelled.
Yeah,
what's
a little
wrong
bit.
With you?
You know I do a lot of kilometres.
How many hours a day do you spend in the car?
Three. I'm 3 hours every day. It's an hour and a half from where I live.
It's a day in the car every week.
And I travel up each day and I travel back home each day. And today, once again, I've come across a pelican at the petrol station. Now, just an absolute idiot in the car. Now, this is my number one pet hate when it comes to petrol station and petrol station etiquette. So if you pull up and the petrol station lines are full and you're pulling, and I've got a diesel car. And
my, two in a line?
Yep, and my car, I fill up on the left, all right? So it's on the passenger side.
Yeah.
So I pull in and there's a car in front of me and he's filling up, and diesel's always the one at the front, so you've got to wait. So you wait for the bloke to fill up or the lady to fill up her car. She fills up her car or he fills up her car, and then guess what she or he does? She decides to go in there, pay for the fuel, grab a cup of coffee, doesn't even acknowledge he knows that you're waiting to get into fill your car up. The most inconsiderate asshole I've ever come across this morning.
Civil selfishness.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is, Mark.
It's a disgrace. Now, if you're in that situation and you know you're going to have a coffee or you know you're going to sit down and have some lunch or whatever.
Move your car!
You wave to the petrol attendant. You go wave to him, just say, and point. It's going to go over there and park, but he let you wait in line.
Not only did he wait in line, he went and got a coffee, and then he got back in his car. Now, this is where it actually went to new levels.
Ooh, look at you.
So this went to new levels, all right?
Good, angry.
So I'm driving a four-wheel drive, all right? And this car in front of me was, I think, a Honda Jazz. So it wasn't very masculine, all right? So he gets back in his car, and then he decides to sit there for about at least a minute.
Read his messages.
On his phone or whatever
he did.
He did. So what did I do? I tooted the horn. I held my hand on the horn until he moved.
Nice.
And
yes.
I thought, what are you doing, mate? Show some consideration. Filling up petrol isn't It isn't a holiday experience. This is a get in, get out. It's like at if you go down to Albert Park during a Grand Prix, you see how quick those pit stops are. They're 6 and 7 seconds. I want to do it in under 5 minutes. This was a 15-minute experience for me. So I'm just going to mark. I get really upset with Pelicans on the road, but in the service station in particular, that is, what do you call it?
Civil selfishness.
That's exactly what
and
it
it's
is.
It's everywhere. There are people in this world who have no idea. They think they are the only ones.
They've got no awareness. They've got outside their little bubble.
They've got none. It's like when you're playing golf and you're trying to move quickly.
Yep.
And the last person to putt out has missed the putt. The flag goes back in the hole. There are groups lined up behind waiting, and then because he's missed a three-footer, he doesn't have one practice putt, two. He keeps on going and holding up. Have you seen these types out there?
Seen it. Absolutely.
What are you doing, mate? Have you got no clue that everybody is waiting for you to get off the green? God.
It's not hard, is it?
No.
It's not hard. So even when you go shopping, right, you go into the supermarket.
Yeah.
All right, and you know you got that self-checkout.
Yeah.
You know, someone comes up and he's got a bottle of Sprite and a Kit Kat.
Yep.
And then the next lady comes up and she's got a trolley full of nappies. She's got pasta sauce. It's full.
And she's just seen your Kit Kat and drink.
And looked at you and just go, okay, right, move on. And she just doesn't let you in front. Of course you let her in front.
Of
course you just go.
That's right.
Because that is called?
Civil selfishness.
There you go.
And it's a disease. Oh, it's like, it is. It's a disease.
They may have to come to rehab.
Civil selfishness ward.
Yeah. It'll be full.
I'll give you the other one. Now, you ready? You're at the lights.
Yes.
You're first in line.
Of course you are.
And you are going left. And the light has just turned green.
Yes.
But there is somebody walking across that road.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody walking across that road and they've walked fast enough off the mark so you can't turn left.
Yep.
And then when they know they've got you, they slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
They slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know they can see your angst. They know that they've got you in their little pocket.
Yep.
And they slow down and you just stare at them and then they stare at you and they go even slower.
That's what you need.
I think you're well within your rights.
To give a nudge?
To turn left to go real close. And go real close.
So I'd love to toot the horn.
I love your... Just go crazy on the horn. I reckon that's fair.
You need that American horn. one of those. Actually, there's a good market. Hang on, I've got a business for you.
Yeah,
what about horns that actually say words? Piss off. Move. Imagine that horn said, move! Yes. And you go to turn and you put the horn down. That would be awesome.
Stop checking your messages.
That's it. But the other thing too is when people are crossing the road too, Marco, it's about this phone. So they're looking at their phone. They're not even actually paying attention. They think because the little man says green, you go without failure.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of idiots on the road that don't actually see you. So you've got to be careful. You're going to get skittled.
Yeah.
You're going to get skittled in a big way.
I'll give you another one. And I saw this.
Hang on, you've come in firing.
Oh, you fired me right up. I had to drive down to the coast, right? It was an hour and a half drive. We're on a freeway and we're flying down there. Everything's great.
At 100.
We came a bit of traffic because, merging and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Then I hear an ambulance behind me. So... Because it's a two-lane freeway, the ambulance, when I look in the rear-vision mirror, is coming right down the middle.
So you pull out to the right.
So both right-hand lane, everyone was going right. Left-hand lane, everyone was going left.
Clever.
Perfect. Good system.
Yep.
Ambulance goes past. There's a Mercedes-Benz tailgating it.
Oh, no.
Getting the free ride.
No.
Getting the free ride in the slipstream.
Was he a family member of the bloke inside the ambulance?
Oh, well, that's hard to say. That is a disgrace.
Isn't there a rule? Is there a law against that? You know,
Black Mercedes-Benz.
Actually, there's a couple of laws. You can't tailgate anyway. No. You can't tailgate someone with flashing lights, surely. That's got to be a law.
No, but, I mean, how about the hide?
Of course it's a Mercedes. It's not going to be a Hyundai, or it's not going to be one of those.
All right, I'll ask you this question.
It certainly wouldn't be a Lexus, because they would be respecting the rules.
That's right. Lexus drivers are the best.
Yep.
Now, I want to ask you, now, this is without any data whatsoever.
All right. And this is, and we are good without data.
That's right. We think on our
feet. Because without data, we're just flogs with an opinion.
that is exactly right. Yeah. High-end cars.
Yep.
Or 20-year-old cars that are, who are the most selfish drivers on our roads? So you got a choice.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and this is with no data whatsoever. I'm happy to say that the old cars are more selfishly driven than cars over $50,000.
Yeah, I would have thought four-wheel drive, so. I would have thought four-wheel drives. I would have said four-wheel drive school pickup are the most selfish of all. Now, I'm not saying
are you
boys
quartering all the mums in town? Is that what you're doing, mongrel?
I'm not just saying the mums, but I'm just saying pickup time, four-wheel drives. Because you know you're not allowed to stop at the front of schools. You know you've got to go 40.
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen that way.
Hey,
but we love the roads, and you see so many different beasts out there.
I tell you what, you do think the world's a better place when you get a wave, when you've done something nice. When you've done something nice and you see that wave. I was driving behind someone the other day. They had a blacked out back window.
Yep.
I let them in.
Yep.
And this guy made the effort to put his hand out and wave.
So
that makes the world worth living when you see something
Mark,
like that.
No,
Mark,
I'm with you 100%. I don't want to be a hero, but I am one of the great wavers of all time. And depending upon who I'm waving to, depending upon which wave I give.
I do consider you a hero.
So if a truck has done the right thing, and I still believe truck drivers are the best drivers on the road, if a truck driver lets you in or, you know, does the right thing, or, you know, he flicks the indicator on to let you go around, you never do a wave.
You don't
wave to a truck driver.
No one
at all. Thumb up.
Thumb up,
champ. On your whiskers or a finger up. Well done, buddy. You do that. But then if you drove past and just say it was a lady in a Lexus and she was elderly and she did a really good thing, that's when you give her a wave. Just a little, almost a royal wave.
Yep.
Just a royal wave because it means you're happy and friendly.
Extra points for a double flick of the brights. Yep.
If you go past a P-plater, all right, and say it's a Commodore, all right? So it's almost nearly a salute. It's nearly a salute. Well done, champ. Good work. Or a thumbs up.
All right.
It depends upon who you are saluting, waving, or thanking will depend upon what you give.
I'm a two-finger waver.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's almost a gun signal, isn't it?
I think the wave isn't any good because, you know, I'm masculine. I'm a man.
Yep.
And the waving doesn't feel right, so I just do the two-finger.
There you go.
Thank you.
I like that.
So the people who don't wave, what do you think of those people?
They get the ox stare. So I went in the passenger window and I just drive past and I just give them the stare. But I always have my sunnies on. Just in case they recognise me. I just don't want... Because the problem is too, you just don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
With what they've got in their car.
Yeah.
Or who they are or... Because you might get... You know, you might get little Mary Jo and she's from Brighton. She's a ripper.
Yeah.
But then you might get Bob from Broadmeadows who's part of the Banditos.
He'll start tailgating you.
Everywhere you go. So you got to pick your mark. And if you're doing pistol action, the two fingers up, be careful, champ. Be careful.
Hey, you know when you said a second ago you don't want to be a hero?
Yeah.
I did something the other day where I think falls into that category.
Ooh.
I want to tell you about it next.
You're having a couple of beers with a couple of blokes. This is Ox and Marco. And when you get a sec, we'd love you to subscribe and rate the podcast.
Ox and Marco here, couple of blokes, couple of beers.
Except for today, because we're at the rehab centre today.
We did have the beers, we just didn't have them in here.
That's exactly right.
We had them
so we're following protocol.
That is correct. You spoke a little while ago about being a hero.
Yep.
I want to run something past you. I want to know whether I'm closer to being a hero or closer to being a German tanker. I know you've got a lawn addiction.
Yep.
Yeah, everywhere you go, you're judgmental on other people's lawns. Your lawn is magnificent. We're at this facility at the moment, and you're in charge of the sprinklers on the nature strips, if you don't mind.
Got to get the lawns right, yep.
And by the way, it's due for a move. Hurry up. All right. So my next door neighbour's away at the moment.
Okay.
And
so are you being given duties to look after his house?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have. I've got to take the bins.
So letters,
I've got to take the bins in and out.
Okay.
I also, talking about addictions, I have a weed addiction.
I know.
If I see a weed, I've got to pick it out of that ground.
Yep.
So and everywhere I go. Anyway, so I went in, got his bins.
Well,
on the way in, I noticed some weeds, about five or six.
What, in his front yard or on the nature strip?
On the front yard, stuck between the cement.
Okay.
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
Different varieties.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Normally it's the same variety in those sort of areas.
So what'd you do?
Well, the bins came and got collected. I had to take them back in.
Well done.
On the way in, I reckon I picked about 25 weeds out of his garden.
What?
Now,
you've just gone in there.
I don't want to be a hero about this. I don't want to be a hero about this, but... Am I? So bear with me. Doing something like that, does that make me a hero or a German tanker? Now, that's a serious question. It's my next door neighbour, and he's a good bloke.
Now, you're a hero, kid. You're a hero.
Thank you.
You are a dead set hero. But when you start cutting his grass, you know you've gone. You know you've gone too far. No, well done to you. Well done to you.
Well, it's easy. You know,
but let him know.
It took a minute and a half. No, I'm not going to let him know. I'm actually going to say, "Do you notice anything about your gut?"
He's
going to go out and have a look around. I'm going to say you're weed free.
Now you want acknowledgement of it as well.
Now I do.
Actually,
I have a German tanker.
I like that. Talking of heroes.
Yeah.
Now my son just turned 18, as you know.
Yeah.
He got his license for the first time, right. So he drove my car, and I said, "You take him?" And I said, "Here's my card. You're going to need some petrol."
Oh,
I said, "Just remember, it's diesel." It is deep. Remember, it's diesel.
No,
told him four times.
Don't you dare say this.
So I go down. So as the father, who was a little bit concerned, I went down the pub.
He did.
I was just having a couple of quiet beers, and he rings up and he goes, "Dad, I've put premium unleaded in." I said, "You haven't." He goes, "I have."
Oh, no.
I said, "Mate, are you joking?" He goes, "No."
Oh,
I said,
my
Coops,
God.
I said, "What are you?" And I swore.
You lost it.
I lost it. I said, "Mate, this is where 18-year-old, you just got to think, remember." He goes, "I thought diesel was yellow." I said, "Since
what?
When has diesel been yellow
what?
On the pit?" He goes, "Well, that's what I thought it was." I said, "What about you read the word if it says diesel or premium?" Anyway, cut a long story short, I said, "Don't start it. Push it over the car park." We pushed it over the car park and I get there and I'm furious. And he goes, "Dad, I'm so sorry." I said, "Mate, I get it."
Can you drive? I mean, if he hasn't driven far, can you actually get it out before there's damage?
But this is what I learned.
You milked the car.
No. So this is what you got to do. You got to get it out. If you drive it, you kill it.
Yeah.
All right? And it goes from, you know, a couple of $100 to $8,000 if you blow the motor up.
Yeah.
So I walk into the petrol station. I've got to buy a jerry can. I've got to buy a bit of hose. I've got to buy a funnel. So I do all that.
Yeah.
And a bloke's looking at me and he said, "Is everything all right?" And I said, "Oh, my son just put bloody diesel in the car." He said, "What type of car?" And I said, "It's a Toyota Hilux." He goes, "Mate, you got to drop the tank."
What do you mean drop the tank?
Well, drop the tank. You take the tank out and you got to empty it out.
Oh.
You can't siphon it. You won't get to the bottom of it. So I thought, oh, here we go. So I get out there and I'm looking at it and he comes out and he goes, "Mate, do you need a hand?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Mate, I'll help you drop the tank."
It's a hero.
Mate,
that's
the bloke's,
a hero.
The bloke's wearing a cape. He is a hero. He's a hero. So we push the car around out of the grass because you're not allowed to do it on
what
site. That's one of the things. The bloke, he's a diesel mechanic.
Please.
He gets all the tools, undoes it all, takes him 2 hours to drop the tank, empty it all out. We had to put it into buckets and we had to get rid of it, blah, 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 blah. Drops it all while we've got people watching and doing it. He was on his way home. He rings up his missus and said, I'm going to be right. I didn't know what to do, so I gave him $100 cash.
Oh, good man. That makes you a hero too.
Well, I thought $100 was a bit cheap. But this bloke looked at me and he said, "Mate, do you need a hand?"
Yeah.
He could see the distress on my face. My son was so grateful. I was so... I'd never met him before. Never met him
what
before.
A
he's 2 hours late getting home for dinner. That is a hero.
That's a great story too. That's a great story. Hey,
and you know what my son's nickname is now?
What?
Diesel.
Yeah, good. Hey, you just, you mentioned yellow, right?
Yep.
I had a flashback.
What too?
We first spoke about a twisty issue that you had.
Oh, yeah, an addiction.
You had,
that's why I'm here. I'm in rehab.
How you going, mate? Because, you know, I imagine you've done the shopping a few times.
18 days, twisty free.
I know.
And I'm at the gym now too. So every time I think, and I love twisties. Yeah. God, I love them.
Yeah.
It's just something that I know you're a chocolate. You're a chocoholic.
Yeah. No, but which ones do you earn? Do you earn for the chicken or
the cheese ones, which I haven't. If I haven't had twisties for ages, it's the cheese twisties. It's the party size pack. And you know the old joke. You just don't want to have a twisty addiction and a sex addiction.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just because something changes colour.
Hey. Speaking of twisties,
yes.
and yummy things,
yes.
I didn't really want to be a hero.
What have you done?
I found one of those.
Wagon wheels.
I haven't seen the wagon wheel.
It's a bit smaller than normal.
What are you talking about?
You know the wagon wheels, weren't they big?
It's 48 grams.
Weren't they up like 80 grams?
Was this a staple in your lunchbox or at the canteen when you were a kid?
Absolutely. Le wagon wheel. Remember they had that little French snail that used to, the French ads that they were doing? My favourite. Wagon wheels.
What's the lunch food from school that you miss?
The ice-coated donut with jam in the middle.
The ice-coated donut?
Oh, my, and a custard tart. Oh, my God, custard tarts.
Right.
Custard tart. What about you?
They had the Oakley special at my school, the Oakley Tech special. No. It was the sausage roll in a roll with sauce.
Yeah, clever.
Just magnificent.
Did you have coffee scrolls?
No coffee scrolls.
Coffee scrolls were. So I went to a boarding school. So they had a lot of. I didn't board.
Like adult stuff.
They boarded, but they had coffee scroll. They had a lot of savoury stuff. But
where's the wagon wheel rank?
Top three.
Well, can you give us a couple others?
Oh, Big Charlie Chewy.
Yeah,
you know, the big long chewy.
And
the choo choo bar and the white knight.
Choo choo bar.
Oh, I love the choo choo bar. They're like the licorice. I think they've changed names. And I like the fags, but they've now been changed.
No,
they're called fads now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Times are changing, Mark.
Yeah, they
are. But that is halved in size, that wagon wheel.
So what I want to do, let's open this little baby up.
All right, I'll have a bite because I'm off the sugar, but I do want to see if it brings back any of those beautiful memories.
I haven't had one for 40 years, I reckon.
Really?
So let's just see if it tastes the same. You reckon it's smaller? There's half for you.
I remember them being thicker than that.
Maybe you were smaller back then.
Oh, shit, they're good. Oh.
Mate, that is so good.
I love wagon wheels.
That is so, so good.
Yeah. It's breakfast of champions.
mate.
It is good, isn't it?
I'm going again. That is so good.
You'll be in here within a month. You have a wagon wheel addiction.
How can that not be the most popular biscuit in Australia?
Yeah. What is the most popular biscuit?
Tim Tam.
It's got to be.
That's with no data whatsoever.
No data. Tim Tam's unbelievable.
Mate.
You know how Tim Tam was named, don't you?
I've got no idea.
It was named after a horse. There was a famous racehorse in America. The owner of... The biscuit
company.
The biscuit that he made went over there and he loved this horse called Tim Tam, came back and Tim Tam was born.
Great story.
Named after a horse.
You're full of great stories.
There you go.
Dave the Builder, one of the great junior footballers you've ever seen.
All right.
I promise you. Dave, good to talk to you.
G'day, guys. Yes, thank you.
Hey, Dave, we're just tasting the wagon wheel. Do you remember the wagon? Did you ever get your teeth into a wagon wheel as a young fella?
It was the Weston's wagon wheel.
Oh, it was too.
Let me look at the packaging and let's see if it's still the Weston's wagon wheel. No, it's not. Arnott's wagon wheel. That's why maybe it's a little bit different.
A little bit different. Have you had one lately?
Oh, no, not for a few years, but it used to be the size of a tennis racket. Now it's...
See that? I told you. I knew it had changed. So they're 48 grams now. They were much bigger in the early days, weren't they? It's not because we were smaller.
100%.
They were just bigger.
It was still very good. That wagon wheel, I haven't had one for 40 years, Dave. And I'm telling you, I'll be having another one soon. It was that good.
Oh, yeah, that's magnificent.
Would you prefer a wagon wheel or a Tim Tam?
Oh, yeah, either. Thanks. The sweet tooth is a sweet tooth. But the wagon wheel was to die for. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, this podcast's called A Couple of Blokes and A Couple of Beers, and we didn't have any beers while we're on air today.
Because we're at a rehab centre, so it's a bit difficult to bring beer into a rehab centre.
Have you got any, like, lower-grade addictions at the moment? You got a sugar addiction? You got a golf addiction? You got any kind of addiction?
Well, I've just bought shares in two greyhounds.
So that's specialising like, the punter here, actually.
Alcohol, I suppose, would be my biggest vice.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Have you ever tailgated an ambulance and just got in your slipstream to get ahead of the traffic?
Absolutely.
Civil selfishness.
And what about when you're at the petrol station and you're filling up and you notice there's someone behind you waiting to fill up but they need your bowser? Do you move your car before paying or do you go and pay and make the person behind you wait?
No, I'd move my car, 100%.
Yeah, right. you're a man of the people.
Last one.
Right.
You're turning left at the lights.
Yes.
But the pedestrian can see that you're about to turn left, speeds up, and then slows down.
Whilst walking across.
Is it okay to lean on the horn or scream at the bloke?
Yeah, all the above, but I wouldn't lean on the horn. I'd give him a toot. Depends on his reaction.
Just a polite toot, meep, meep.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah, and if he gives you the bird or something, there's, a bigger toot or anything. But it's the way of the world these days, isn't it, that someone would do that?
When you are in traffic and someone lets you in or they do the right thing by you, do you give them a wave?
100% I do.
All right, and do you expect one back?
Yeah, do you expect them
100%.
Back?
100%. The wave turns into a bird if I don't get
one. You're a good man.
As usual, as always, we always end the show with the wheel of jokes. We spin the wheel and whatever category it lands on, that joke will be told.
What are the categories? So, bad, blonde, Irish.
Little Johnny. So there's plenty on there. All right, yeah, okay. So here we go. Knock. Just let me get up here.
Come on.
Spin the wheel.
What's it got?
All right.
The dad joke.
Dad joke
coming up.
Is this pre-rehearsed or is this off the top?
No, I'm just going to rack my brain for a dad joke, if you don't mind.
All right, here we go.
Just give me a second, will you?
Now, just remember, dad jokes, you've got to be able to be told to your grandma. They'll be clean, they've got to be smart, and they've got to be shifty.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of categories there.
All right.
All right. For years, I suspected my wife of adding soil to my garden.
Really?
When I asked her, she just shrugged and said, "The plot thickens." That's it for a couple of blokes and a couple of beers. It'd be great if you could rate the podcast and give it a review. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get involved with the show. New episodes every Wednesday.
Well, and there it is. A couple of blokes, couple of beers with Ox and Marco. Thanks to the members of the Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers family for helping us out today. Cheryl from Newcastle and Dave the Builder. Nice work. Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media. Sound design, Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com.
Clearly the worst dad joke we've ever heard.
Mate, I had to do something.
Pull your socks up.
Righto.